Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Most High God. Amen, God's people. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So today, I just want to talk to you about spiritual warfare. You know, it's an ongoing war that we are engaging in. And we know that we have an enemy, and the enemy is crafty in the things that he does to try to, first of all, his objective is to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. And so we have to be able to identify that when we're under attack, and that where is it coming from? What is the underlying force that is coming against me? And once we recognize that it is the enemy, we must also recognize that who we are. Amen. See, so often that people are under attack by the enemy and give the enemy too much power. Now, I know that we go through things, and trust me, I am not immune to spiritual warfare. In fact, you know, the enemy will attack me. He will attack my family. But what I choose to do is that, you know what? I'm going to continue to press on. I'm going to continue to put my faith in God. I'm going to continue to stand on the word of God. Because what does the word of God say? The word of God says that I am a child of the Most High God. The word of God teaches me that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. The word of God teaches me that the word will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish what has been set out to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Right. So what am I going to do? Am I going to allow the enemy to have victory over my household, or am I going to stand in the gap as a mighty warrior in the kingdom of God? Because the word of God teaches us that we are more than conquerors. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, God's people. So we have to stand in the gap for our family. We have to fight the good fight of faith as the word teaches us, and know that, you know what? God is the author and the finisher of our faith. And I know that I have the victory. Amen. I have the victory, and I rebuke and I bind that devil in his assignment against me and my household. Why? Because I know that God is with me. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Trust me. So we have to continue to stir up our spirit, stand on the word of God, speak life, and not allow the enemy and the voice of the enemy to come against us and to sow seed into us. Because you know what? What are we going to do? We're going to stand on the word of God, you know, because that is what we need to do. Amen, God's people. Amen. So let us not surrender unto the enemy, right? But surrender our will unto God, knowing that he is a mighty warrior. Amen. God is a warrior, and that we can command the armies of heaven, that we have an undefeated general that stands with us, that stands in the gap, that is eagerly waiting for us to give the word. Amen. Our Father that is in heaven, sitting upon the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to the Most High God. Oh, I thank him. I thank him for all that he does. I thank him even in the midst of the struggle, even in the midst of the adversity, even under the attack. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to stand in the gap, and I'm going to fight as a mighty warrior. This has been Chaplain Garza, Street Evangelist.